بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. باب فضل الدعاء بظهر الغيب. We are still in this chapter of the virtues of making dua behind the back of a person, that is, without that person knowing. Normally we make dua in front of a person. From here we can see many occasions, like a wedding, we go there and we give duas to the people. One is we are not there and we make dua. That dua is much more valuable for those people. So dua behind the back of a person is very valuable, but sadly we backbite about a person. In front of a person we should be good to him, and when he's not present we should make dua, good duas for that person. وعن أبي درداء رضي الله عنه أنه سمع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول. Hazrat Abu Darda radiyallahu anhu says that he heard Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, "Ma min abdin muslimin yad'u li akhihi bi dhahri al-ghayb." There isn't any Muslim servant that makes dua for his Muslim brother, and that is behind his back, without that person knowing of it. Illa qala al-malaku walaka bi mithlin. But immediately an angel says, he makes dua now for that person who was making the dua, that for you the same also. It is narrated of our pious elders that whenever they wanted any particular dua to be accepted, they made that dua in favor of somebody else. So when you made that dua for somebody else, it was your dua. But now that same dua, a farishta, an angel, makes for you, that you may you also get that. So your chances of acceptance are not much more 100%. When an angel, farishta, makes dua for you, he is mustajabu da'wat. His duas are definitely accepted. So a very easy way that to get our duas accepted, make that dua what we want for ourselves, make it for somebody else. That, and let that person doesn't know about it, and you are making dua. This will increase tremendously its Muslim brotherhood also, and it will increase love for people. And in fact, we should try this. For some people who we have some dislike for, or we have got some bad thoughts about some people, make dua, good duas for those people. And see how Allah will change that bad thoughts, that malice, that dirt which is in the heart, into goodness. And how good a person will feel after that. Having bad thoughts makes a person feel miserable, brings down a person, bogs him down. And when we think good about others and we have love for others, it makes a person feel very nice. وَعَنْهُ أَنَّ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ كَانِ يَقُولُ. Hazrat Abu Darda رضي الله تعالى عنه says that Nabiya Kareem صلى الله عليه وسلم said, دَعْوَةُ الْمَرْءِ الْمُسْلِمِ لِأَخِيهِ بِظَهْرِ الْغَيْبِ مُسْتَجَابَةٌ. That Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, the dua of a Muslim person for his brother behind his back, that dua is accepted. So your own dua, you have got the guarantee of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. When you making dua for somebody else, it is accepted. And that is the guarantee of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And then the farishta makes dua for you. What doubt can be left in that dua being accepted? قال الملك الموكل به. If an angel that is deputed for that person, the minute you start making duas for somebody else, then an angel is immediately deputed by you, and he gives you this dua, Ameen walaka mithlin. First he says Ameen on your duas, and then he gives you a dua that may you also get the same. What you are making dua for your fellow brother, may you also get the same. بَابٌ فِي مَسَائِلِ مِنَ الدُّعَى. There is the next chapter in which various aspects, rules are discussed about dua. وَعَنْ أُسَامَةِ بْنِ زَيْدٍ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمَا قَالَ. Hazrat Usama ibn Zayd رَضِيَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَ عَنْهُمَا says, قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. That Nabiya Kareem صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ said, مَنْ سُنِيَ إِلَيْهِ مَعْرُوفٌ فَقَالَ لِفَاعِلِهِ. If any person does good to you, and then you say to that person who did good, who did a favor to you, جَزَاكَ اللَّهُ خَيْرًا. And these are the complete words. Unfortunately, we in the subcontinent, we are just used to saying جَزَاكَ اللَّهُ. But everywhere in the hadith, the word khayra also comes. So wherever it is, we should always try and get into the habit of saying the sunnat words, and that is jazakallahu khayra. May Allah reward you a great goodness. فَقَدْ أَبْلَغَ فِي الثَّنَى. Then that person has gone in great excessiveness. He has so to say overdone praising that person and thanking him. In other words, he has fulfilled his rights completely. At least so much a person should do. Whatever good a person does for you, he does any favor for you, then we should say jazakumullah khaira. And we should think that, for example, our wives, how much don't they do for us? Did we ever say jazakallah to them? Then the husbands do so much for the wives, maintain them, give them a house to live in, etc. Did they ever say jazakallah? Unfortunately, these things are not within us. Anyone gives us a lift or anything, or a small thing, we should be in the habit of saying jazakumullah khaira. There is a great dua that has been taught to us, but we overlook it and we take it to be insignificant and we don't pay the due importance. And what a great dua that may Allah reward you. May Allah give you reward in goodness. And Allah's reward, that what we had done a favor to somebody, can never compare with the reward and return that Allah is going to do. It is like somebody worked for you, he did your job, and for pay, you say go to the state treasury, they will pay you. The Khalifa of the time is also somebody who is extremely generous. How much won't they give? How much you could give? Much more they will give. Yeah, not the state treasury, but the reward from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And also, whenever somebody does good to us, gives us any hadiah, we should also in return give a hadiah, whatever it is. But the bare minimum is to say jazakumullah khaira. Many times people send presents for us at home, family people, we don't even acknowledge. We don't even tell them jazakallah. There is a very low akhlaq that we should at least show our appreciation and acknowledge. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.